Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sechas Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches, Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Eser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Afan, Yerzivu Gahagun, B'karav Mamesh. And the Mishnah tells us Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Kibil Mehil Meshamai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he got his Messiah, he got all of his Torah from Hill and Shammai. He was the next in the chain of the Messiah. And Huaya Omer, he used to say, Im Lamata Torah Harbe, if you learned a lot of Torah, Al Tachsak Torah Latzmacha, don't take credit for yourself. Kila Kachnit Zarta, that's what you were created for. And he in particular was able to say this because the Gemara tells us that there wasn't a single Pasuk or Mishnah or Halacha or Agada that he didn't learn. And he's basically saying, even if you're like me, that you learn all there is to learn, still don't take credit for yourself because that is what you're supposed to do. And Chamisha Talmidim, Hayulah Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai had five main Talmidim. Ve'eluhain, these are them. Rabbi Lezer ben Horkinus, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, Rabbi Yasi Akayin, Rabbi Shem ben Nisano, Rabbi Lezer ben Arach. And Huaya Mayna Shivchan, he used to enumerate their praises. He would say wonderful things about them, and this is really who they were at their core. Rabbi Lezer ben Horkinus, he used to say, Bar Sud She'enim Abed Tipa, he's a pit which is plastered, covered with lime that doesn't lose a drop. He learns Torah, and everything he learns stays within him and is retained. He doesn't forget it. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Ashrei Yeladatai, praiseworthy is the one who gave birth to him. It's either because he had such wonderful midas, everyone used to say, wow, how wonderful is the one who gave birth to him. A different explanation of this is that when his mother was pregnant with him, she used to go to every single Beis Medrash and have the Chachamim give her bracha that she should have a child as a Talmud Chacham, and then when little Rabbi Yeshua was born, she would take him to the Beis Medrash and leave him there so that he only heard Divrei Torah and nothing else. Rabbi Yisai HaKayin, how is he termed? Chassid, he's extremely pious, which means he does Lifnim Mishiras Adin, beyond the letter of the law. Rabbi Shem ben Asanel, Yirei Chet, he fears sin, which means he takes things that are really mutter and he asers them on himself because he's terribly fearful that he's going to end up doing Averas. And Rabbi Lezer ben Arach, Mayan HaMizgaber, Rabbi Lezer ben Arach is ever-increasing spring, his mind was extremely expansive and he was always able to be mfalpel and discuss Torah and come up with Chidushim and Svaras, and that's why he's being called a Mayan HaMizgaber. And Huaya Omer, he used to say, this is referring to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Rebbe, Im Yu Kol Chachmei Yisrael Chachmei Znaim, if all the Chachamim were on one side of the scale, Ve'Eliezer ben Hurkanus B'Kaf Shnia, and Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanus was on the other side of the scale, Machrias Kulam, he would outweigh all of them. And Abishol Omer Mishmoy, Abishol used to say in Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's name that Im Yu Kol Chachmei Yisrael Chachmei Znaim, if all the Chachamim were on one side of the scale, Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanus Afimayim, and even Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanus was with them, Rabbi Lezer ben Arach B'Kaf Shnia, and Rabbi Lezer ben Arach was on the second side of the scale, Machrias Kulam, he would outweigh all of them because of his sharpness and his pilpul and this expansiveness that he had, that he was always a Mayan HaMizgaber, he would outweigh everyone. And on the Mishnah Tess, Armel Lahem, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told them, he told these five Talmidim of his, Tzu'u Ru'u Ezui Derech Yashara Shid Bagba Adam, go ahead and check, take a look, analyze, investigate, what's the best way that a person should stick to? What's the best way a person should go about living his life? And they came back and told him as follows, Rabbi Lezer said, Ayin Toiva, a good eye, which basically means, be happy with what you have, don't look for extras, and don't be jealous of what the other guy has. Which Rabbi Shua said, Chaver Toiv, a good friend. And a good friend, as we had mentioned earlier, is a person who's actually going to help you in life, and if he sees that you're doing something wrong, he's going to guide you along the right path. Whereas Rabbi Yasi Omer, Shachin Toiv, it's a good neighbor. That's a person who's always there by your side day and night because he's your neighbor. A good friend is very wonderful, but you're not next to him all the time. Maybe he lives in a different place, but a good neighbor is right next to you. Rabbi Shimon says, Harayas Anoilet, it's somebody who sees the future. That's a person who's always thinking about what's going to be next, what's in the future, how can I do good, how can I make a chashbin that I don't fall into trap and I don't end up doing averis. So that's really the best midah. And Rabbi Lezer Omer, he says, Lev Toiv, it's a good heart. The heart is really what drives a person to do what he does, and therefore Lev Toiv is the most important. And Amar Lahem, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told him, Royani is Divrei Lezer ben Arach Medivreichem, I see, meaning I agree with Rabbi Lezer ben Arach more than all of you. Shebechlal Dvarav Divreichem, because included in his words is all of yours. Lev Toiv incorporates everything. If you have a Lev Toiv, so then you have everything. And Amar Lahem, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai also told him, Tzu'uru'u, go out and see, Ezui Derech Rashi Yisrachik Mena Adam. What's an evil path, a bad direction that a person should stay away from? Don't go down that road. And the reason why I asked him this is because it's not obvious that the opposite of the good path is the bad path. For example, Ayin Toiv, having a good eye, being happy with what you have and not looking for extras and being happy with what other people have. Just because a person does not do that, that doesn't mean that that's exact opposite. That's a terrible path to go down. Maybe just not a good idea, but maybe it's not the epitome of a terrible path to go down. If a person doesn't have a good eye and he wants more things, okay, so it's not the best, but maybe it's not terrible. So that's why you had to ask them, go search what a terrible path to go down is. However, they came back and they told him that it is the opposite. Rabbi Lezer says, Ayin Ra, a bad eye, somebody who's not happy with what he has. He wants extras. He's always looking at other people. That is a derech ra. And Rabbi Shua says, Chaver ra, a bad friend. The guy who's going to lead you down a bad path. He's not going to be a good influence. He's not going to help you when you're falling. That is the derech ra. And Rabbi Yasi says, Shachin ra, it's a bad neighbor. And Rabbi Shimon says, Haloyve ve'en mashalim, it's one who borrows and doesn't pay back. Rabbi Shimon's derech toiva was royas hanoilid, he who sees the future. Whereas now he's saying that it's one who borrows and doesn't pay back. And why is that the opposite of royas hanoilid? Because if a person doesn't pay back, so then he's not going to find anyone to lend him more money, and he's he's not going to have any food. He's going to be stuck. And Echad Olayv Min Adam, Kiloyv Min Amakam Baruch Hu, somebody who borrows from another person is actually like he's borrowing from Hashem. Shinam, because the Pasuk says, Loyv Rasha, Veloy Yishalim, Vitzadik Chayne Venoisein. An evil borrower, somebody who doesn't pay back, he's considered a Rasha if he borrows and he doesn't pay back. And a Tzadik, which is referring to Hashem, is a Chayne Venoisein. He's gracious and he gives, meaning he's going to give the lender back the money that he had lent out and never received. So really, when a person borrows from somebody else, it's like he's borrowing from Hashem, because Hashem is going to end up paying back that loan. On to the next Talmud, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch said, Leiv Ra, it's somebody who has a bad heart. And Amar Lahem Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai told him, Rayani is Divrei Elazar ben Aruch Divreichem, Shebechlal Dvarav Divreichem. I see his words more than yours, because included in his words is everything you're saying. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Yud Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.